Rusty Quill presents. Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
Some might say too swole, but I love these meats, so swole away.
Now, David, I've been... David?
Hi, Drexel.
Yeah. David? David, what are you doing? What are you doing? It looks like so much fun. Oh, David.
I'm just... Okay. The song's over.
You made such crazy shapes, David. You are like a clone possessed.
It's a cool imaging game called Prance Prance Conform.
You've got access to Prance Prance Conform. They took that off the regular terminals because of all the fights I and others, but mainly I started.
Oh, it's starting again.
David, perhaps I could just pop in there and have a quick round for you. I will learn one day, but not today.
Oh, boys, I have got some news. Information. Oh, David, that's not Prance Prance Conform, is it?
Yeah, it is. Would you like a... Oh, you probably can't, but would you like a...
But Hartro, like me, I have discovered that this is a clone-only room that's actually pretty
Get
nice.
Get out of can't... the way, Jackson. Oh, excuse me. There we go.
Okay. Two-player mode. Okay.
Everyone gets to dance except Drexel. It's just like school all over again.
I have literally never been more unhappy in my entire life. Everyone is dancing 3 feet away from me behind a force field that is both literal and a metaphor for my exclusion from everything good in the world.
Oh, that was great fun.
Oh. Is everyone quite David. Finished? Is everyone quite finished having all of the fun?
Oh, look at that. You're top score.
Oh, well, you know, I've had a bit of a time to get good, actually.
You haven't exactly had any competition. If I was in there, I'd move my feet like lightning. Lightning feet. They call me Lightning Feet Geistman, but that's mainly because I drank some battery acid and my feet started generating lightning when I walked on carpets.
Yeah, well, look, I'm just glad I have something to do at some point ever, right? So, look, I've got a pinball over there, and there's a disco ball. I don't know how to make it work. There's a jacuzzi as well.
Oh, my
loads
board.
Of stuff.
Would you look at this? You're sweet, David Seven. This is so. And the plush carpets.
I know. Oh.
So plush. And the carpets out here are thin and utilitarian, but in there they're plush. Look at the deep shag. So much deep shag.
Beanbag chair. Ooh, I could just. This is lovely.
Which means we must, of course, hasten the revolution to destroy all this meaningless consumerism, right? Right, everyone?
Yeah.
Whoa there. Calm down, you revolutionary firebrands.
And Hartro, because we've had a plan, didn't we? We have a plan. You had news, didn't you, Hartro? You had intel. Because we're all really on board with the plan.
I've been thinking, and, you know, I'm just going to... Oh, can you just roll that footstool over, David, just so I can get...
Of course. Would you like an ice-cold slurry?
I would love... Do you have any of that... What's that? Whipped slurry? You've got a whipped slurry machine. I'd like a whipped slurry. Lion manager.
Mr. Slurry.
Slurry, yes.
But I wouldn't think of anything other than that. It would probably shock me if I...
Yeah, so I was thinking about that. Like, it's just this spying and this intel and all this information, you know, Drexel. I just think, you know, somebody has to do... Oh, thank you, David. Thank you.
There you go, Hartra. Like having David's place back.
Sort of. This place is much less on fire.
Oh, this is delicious. This is... I don't know why, it just tastes better when it's in this form. It's amazing.
Well, it's called the good stuff. I mean, literally, it does say, look, brackets, you know, the good...
Hey! How about we all shut the hell up and do what we came here to do? Because
Jackson, why don't you come over here and say that?
Okay, I was... You knew that, David. You knew that would happen. I think everybody's getting a little bit comfortable, and only I am treading the true path of the revolutionary. You, Harcho, have got comfy in your role as spy, your play-acting. You got to play-act of being a consultant, and now you're play-acting of being a spy, and you're living in a dream world, and you want to extend this dream world. La 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 la, I'm Harcho, I'm living in a fantasy land. And you, David Seven, oh brother David, oh revolutionary of the highest moral principles, I think somebody's sipping on the slurry-aid. I think somebody's getting a little bit comfortable with the soft furnishings that privilege has brought them and is starting to forget the real deal.
Well, sorry for enjoying any comfort that I've ever had in my entire life.
And now, too. Now, you're insulting me saying that I'm play-acting at this, play-acting at that. I will have you know that I am officially spying. All the spying I have been doing and the information, they're real things. It takes effort and being a senior consultant in business warfare, I'll have you know, has its hard moments, and I deserve to sit in a beanbag chair with my feet up and lick a creamed slurry when I want to. And if you can...
So hard. Occasionally you have to dress up as a fern, or maybe a begonia, perhaps a pansy.
Listen, my tactics are my own, Trexel, and that they get results.
Well, why don't you just show us the fruits of your labor then, Harcho? What's this big important intel you were going to tell us all about before you started playing a dance game and sucking down on chilled sludge?
Yes, let's do that. I'll just put down my slurry cone, and I will get out of this chair, and I will stand up.
Like a professional.
I'm sorry that I had 5 seconds of relaxing.
You are forgiven. You apologize for relaxing, and I'm forgiving you. You are forgiven.
You take that back.
No, I'm not going to take it back. You're forgiven.
You come here and forgive me.
Oh, okay. I'll Everybody has to stop doing that. It's bullying.
You stop doing it then.
Doing what? I forgive
you. You come here and you say that to my face, you.
What? Okay, at a certain point, I think it's kind of on me. You know, after a number of times, I've really got to stop. Why don't you come over here and let me tell
it
to you?
Here's the thing. I'm not playing this game with you anymore, Trexel. I'm above it. I'm going to come out there and I am going to do my job, since apparently there is no rest for the hardworking.
Yes, please. The smell of cooked Trexel is gumming up my air filters.
Well, David, would you care to join us?
Yes, I would, and... Harcho,
I hate to say it, but I think Trexel might have a little tiny bit of a point.
No, yes, come on.
I've got a massive point. You wouldn't believe the size of my point. When I get my point out, people run screaming.
Thinking about it, I have been thinking about important things a little less now that I've got a nice place, which is, I might become a little...
You're a scab, David.
No, that's probably...
You're a picket line crosser. You're a counter jumper.
A what?
You're a counter jumper. You've jumped the counter. There's a counter that runs between most clones and most employees, you know, to keep the gooiness away, and you've jumped over it, and you're meshing yourself into the cool comforts of being fancy.
Trexel Geistman, proletarian purist. Who would have guessed?
Pretty sure I was invited in by this cool force field that keeps out consultants.
All right, you're a force field crosser. What do you want?
All right, yes, no, you're right. I have crossed the force field, okay? And now I'm back on this side of the force field.
Here we are,
right,
Trexel. We're back on this side. Right. We're sitting down at this huge table where things get done.
Don't press any of the buttons, though. I'm
pretty sure...
What do you
mean? Why not? I can push any buttons I want, like this one right here. Combust!
Okay. No, don't do it. Okay.
It's quite pleasantly warm in here now.
You have to turn that off. I don't know what that is, but you have to turn it off.
Obviously, something's combusting. Why do you have to be so afraid of everything, Trexel? You assume it says combust, it's going to combust you. It could be combusting anything.
Harcho, you and I both know that on Stella Firma, if you enter a room and there's the button and it says combust, it's perfectly possible that it means the room is going to combust. Look at David's place. It combusted up a storm.
Yeah, but that was just because Imogen burnt it down.
I'm sorry. Is this room now free from the winds of Imogen? Imogen, could you burn this room down if you wanted?
Every moment is a struggle not to burn down a room you are in.
There we go.
You see?
And here's the thing, though. I mean, at some point in our lives, you just have to look in the mirror and say, I've been trying to get here forever, and now I'm here. And I don't care what tries to take that away from me. Combustion, Imogen, plans, plot, somebody not saying sorry when they need to say it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You go into David's suite and you tell me that.
All right, I will go into David's suite and tell you that.
So what's the intel, Hartra?
Sorry, you want me to say something?
Hartra, I'm asking. You're not mad at me, are you? I gave you a nice slurry and we had a nice game together.
That's fine. I mean, I just want to point out that you want something from me, that you I have some information and you'd like to hear it.
Yes, I would.
Because I've been working hard to gather it and...
David, I think Hartra wants you to say please.
No.
I think, David, I think you've been underappreciating Hartra. I think I could be the first to point this out, and I think you should say please.
No, Hartra is angry at you. Hartra is angry
and
at you.
And by proxy, you. We come as a unit, David, now. Ask Hartra... David, stop being so rude! And ask Hartra nicely for the intel.
You.
I am sorry about David's behaviour. Now, David...
Is that an apology?
I'm sorry about David's behaviour. Yes, I'm apologising for David's behaviour.
Well, thank you. Thank you, that is what I
needed.
You
are welcome.
Thank you for the apology.
And David, now say please.
That's fine, David. I just wanted him to apologise.
What a bunch of needy meat lumps.
Yep.
I was apologising for...
Right, so this intel, it is brilliant. Only a top-class spy. Only a senior consultant, business, warfare, line managerial goddess could have got this intel.
Or a potted plant with ears.
In fact, I'm going to play some music. If I could just... oh, there we go. This button will do.
Oh. That's nice.
And what I have to tell you is that Standards is planning to vote David Seven onto the board today at the shareholders meeting.
Is that funny? What a stupid thing to say. Oh, Hartra, I thought you were being weird, but it's because you were getting ready to play this funny job. David Seven, member of the board.
Yeah, I'm sorry about Trex's reaction, Hartro, but also...
you might as well make a mop a member of the board. You might as well roll up a ball of lint say, oh, it's the king now. Oh, look at King Lint, all about Lint. Oh, it's King Lint's coronation. Let's make a crown for King Lint. Oh, King Lint can't have a son, so King Lint's going to divorce King Lint's wife. Oh, there's a constitutional crisis because of the Church of Lint. Now he's going to make his own Church of Lint, so King Lint can get a divorce and then kill people and then divorce again and then died and then beheaded and then we get Queen Anne.
So this intel is 100% correct. I have been up and down. I have been in vents. Yes, Trexel, I have been in vents. I have been Fern Creature. I have been Lady Galaba, this new planetary force that just sweeps through Stella Firma's cabinets. The things I have...
You've been an energy-based cabinet being?
Yes.
That's deep cover. David, that's the deepest cover you can get. No one looks at cabinets, especially cabinets made out of pure energy.
And I found an energetic cabinet that said shareholders meeting. And I thought, ho bata, I found the mother lode.
Ho bata indeed.
I found it. Here it is. Look, on file, on this disk. On this disk.
Give me that.
No, put it
in
the table.
Sorry, sometimes I think that my mouth is a disk drive because I eat so many disks. Let me just pop it in here.
Decoding files. Accounting for bite marks. Completed.
That's an official shareholders communicate. Meeting right. To vote on a new board member under consideration, David Seven. This is insane. This is insanity.
What?
Am I asleep? Wake up, Drexel.
Here, let me help.
Wake up, Drexel. Somebody kick me in the stomach.
David, help.
Okay. Wake up, Drexel. This is a tall room.
The taller the room, the more space for bouncing around great ideas. It's also good for badminton.
David, I'd love it if you never kicked me again.
You did ask.
I did, and I didn't know that this room was this tall.
Where does it end?
Not sure, I just kind of void.
But we're getting away from the point. There is no logical reason I can think of that a clone would be voted a member of the board. For a start, what do you mean a new member of the board? What's happening, Hartro?
No one. No one's been elected to the board since ever.
Since the board was founded on Earth.
Do you understand, David Seven?
Well, I mean...
They do not elect people.
Electo donato happeneno on a boardo.
That's not so much pig Latin as hog Esperanto.
Okay, well, why-o is it happening-o now-o?
I don't know-o! Oh, look, a yo-yo! Sorry, I got distracted by a yo-yo. Everyone keep talking amongst yourselves. Whee! Whee!
Warning, yo-yo detected. Security scornful, but secretly want to go.
So, I can only mean one thing. Must I explain everything to you?
Yes, yes. Please, that is... Yes, please,
I just
yes.
want to say that there is one person working very hard.
Me. Look at how... Look what I can do with this yo-yo. I can make it walk the dog. Oh, no, it's stolen my dog. Come back. Oh, it's gone.
Okay, so it can only mean one thing. A board member... Sorry to have to tell you this, but a board member has most likely died.
You shut your filth mouth. You shut your filthy filth mouth.
I'm sorry. It just, it's what must have happened.
Shall we say hail the board or something? It's...
Hail the board.
Hail the board.
I think we should just have a moment of silence.
Oh, board. Over us.
Is this an official song or is this just
benevolent?
Is this a Traxel special?
Void of trust. Now we say with hearts so heavy.
Hartra, you're not going to try join in, are you?
That we lay a member to rest. Let the purges begin. Let the purges begin. We must find those responsible what? For death.
Purges begin.
If we must kill a god, then we will kill a god. Because the board is the best.
Okay, but was that an official?
Well, let's just say I wrote it and it's under consideration.
And I sang along because I'm still slightly afraid.
Okay.
To not sing along.
Just in case. Just in case.
Better to sing along and risk looking foolish than not sing along and risk being purged.
Because sometimes there's a song you haven't heard, but it is an official song and you don't sing and you're in trouble.
Okay, right, yeah. So our board member has died, and this is really sad, but you said, like, that there's never been a vote. So, like, is this the first time a board member has ever died?
Well, David!
I mean, sure, board members are long-lived. I think the longest is about 260 years. Old Keith. Good old Keith. Ah, so old and violent.
Quite impressive. He was only an ear in the end.
Yep, just a living ear. Just a living ear that demanded death. Kill them all, we assumed the ear said.
Oh, but Keith, he just had such charisma.
Oh, I mean, for an ear.
Such charisma. When they did the holovids, you'd see the ear there under the spotlight. And
such an enigmatic ear. What's the ear hearing, you'd say? What it's hearing is the screaming of its enemies.
Stella Firma's most famous historical violent ear. Hundreds of years dead, but still feared.
But, yes, they do occasionally die. But at those times, we have the hereditary rules.
Oh, yeah, the hereditary rules, of course.
A child of the board takes over.
Right.
And yeah. So it goes, onwards and onwards, forever and ever, into a glorious future.
So this board member died without any children, then?
It seems ridiculous, but it must be the case.
How could they let that happen?
You know what? From the day that a board member becomes a board member, they're like, hey, get on it, wink. You know, they're like, hey, I don't want to be weird here, but how about you get home and start, you know...
Like King Lint.
Like King Lint and his 1,000 children of Lint.
Oh, no. Don't start that again. Oh, jeez.
Please don't.
Dusty sex.
I thought we were going to have a song.
Oh,
again.
You want a song? Ooh, no. King Lint. Getting it on, King Lint. Getting it on, King Lint. See that Lint
that is,
get
that
fluffy.
That is obscene. That is absolutely obscene.
Oh, yeah. King
Trexel,
Lint.
Keep your shirt
oh,
on.
Yeah.
Trexel, keep your shirt on.
There's a filthy bit of lint and it's
right,
coming
for
you.
Right, what does this
button
do?
Whoa. Wow, that is fast.
Why is there a button for spinning to chow? I'm going to be sick.
That is handy.
Yeah.
I'm going to put a little star by that button.
I don't like this opinion button. It makes me feel very bad.
Okay, so we've got this board member. The board member has done and died a death. No kids, right?
Oh, hail the
so
board.
Oh, hail the board.
Hail the surviving board.
Hail the board. So we've got a vote now, and they're going to vote for me. So this is a standards plan, so it's obviously nefarious in some way.
Oh, it's slimy. I mean, it's got ick on it.
Yeah.
Evil.
Yeah.
It's got that icky evil stank.
Yeah, so but if I'm...
Standard stank.
Standard stank.
Ooh, the standard stank.
But if I'm voted...
What's that smell? It's a standard stank.
Okay, so the standard stank stanks me into the board.
You.
And just... I can barely eat my slime because of this stank.
Okay, right. And then we've all got the air freshener out. We've wafted away the standard stank.
Oh, but it's not powerful enough. Oh, the stank's coming through the freshener. Freshener can't stand up to this standard stank.
David, you can't cover standard stank. It's uncoverable.
Can't cover the stank.
But I'm now a board member in this situation, so I'm using my board member powers to get rid of my...
Look at him, he's already a board member.
I'm using board stank freshener to freshen the stank of standards, which is below the board, and that's my point. If I'm a board member, why can't I just do whatever I want? Like, how is standards going to control me? I'll just be like, shut up, I'm a board member.
You're right, David. You can become the new benevolent dictator and do whatever you want, except you're an idiot and you've forgotten something very important.
Okay, Drexel, and by you forgot, did you mean... You don't know something and I'm about to tell you, but pretend that you didn't know because you're just an idiot.
Sassy.
Sassy but fair. You're ball, Geistman.
Same thing, David. Same thing. The charter, David. The charter. Every board member that is elected has a charter which gives them their powers and also the things that they must achieve. And the board members are bound by that charter. Now, obviously, there's only ever been one charter, and that charter was, well, get us off Earth and then, you know, just kind of feel it out from there, thus giving the board the ultimate power remit that, you know, made them into the benevolent force they are today. But if a new board member is voted onto the board by the shareholders, then they get a chance to amend the charter. And guess what they're going to amend it with? All of their evil plans. The charter's going to be like, oh, make us in charge. Oh, you know, get rid of Imogen because we don't like them. You know, the kind of thing standards wants. And you will be bound. You will be bound by it, David.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what else?
What else?
They'll come with me with that hammer. They have that hammer. And they've already told me that that hammer's for me.
And you know what? They've never told me the hammer's for me. I'm pretty sure I'm going to get hammered. I think the hammer's going to come for me as well, David. So if you go along with this...
Okay, so my charter's just going to have, like, hammer time brackets for Harcher and Drexel.
It's going to be a hammer time charter, and nobody wants that.
Okay, right, so bound by a charter. Okay, if they could buy somebody by a charter, why are they waiting for me? Because, like, they could get any fool. They could get another member of standards.
Why wouldn't they have got me?
Why not, like, that fool?
Yeah, why not Harcher? Harcher is a spineless person who you can use.
What?
Well, you're spineless, aren't you, Hartro? If the board said, here's ultimate power, do whatever we say, look me in the eye and tell me you wouldn't take that in a heartbeat and be a spineless poltroon puppet of theirs. Tell me honestly.
I wouldn't take it.
Convincing.
Sorry, no, you looked at your shoes there. Could you just look at my eyes and say that?
You know what? You go in the suite there and you look at yourself and you tell yourself you wouldn't
fool
do it.
Fool me seven times, Hartro. Shame on me. Fool me eight times. I'm going to look at my eyes in that mirror. I just like to learn.
So, I think I've made my point there.
I just like to learn once. You know, I just like to learn. Like, sometimes I just like, you know, sometimes, you know, I think we all have fun here, but sometimes I'd like to do something and then go to do it later and remember, before the electroshock, that I've done it before and it didn't work. Is that too much to ask? Apparently, yes.
What would you like to learn?
I've forgotten. Hang on, I'll check in the room. Yep, got it. So, the thing is, now as much as I hate to admit this, David is special. And not just in the special warm fuzzy way that we have found, rather uncomfortably, over the last couple of days. And now we are... friends.
I'm missing something.
Yeah, we're sort of...
I think Trexel grew an empathy. It's weird.
I've got a bit empathy. I can now sometimes consider other people's situations and their emotions and consider my impact.
I don't believe it.
It's very embarrassing, Hartro. It's very...
Hang on a minute. Trexel, could you just quickly insult me?
David, you have a stupid face and you smell like feet.
Okay, Trexel, and how do you think that made me feel?
It would make me, and therefore you, feel bad and insulted, and I'm sorry. Do you see, Hartro?
Yeah, I know, it's wow. Weird. It's all a bit...
Oh.
It's like having a weird growth on your head. Everyone's looking at being like, should I mention it? I won't be rude, but also, I'm trying to eat a baguette.
It's a profound contradiction of my understanding of reality, and I hate it.
I can't believe what I've just seen. Wait. Trexel?
Yes?
You know all these years that I've been your line manager?
Yes.
And had to review your planets,
yep.
Review your cells?
Yes.
Very much just try to keep you out of trouble and, you know, the board nonetheless pleased with your performance. You know, you were terrible.
You know, eye beholder, visionary beyond their time, but go on.
That made me feel...
I think, well, hang on, just thinking about all of those things that I did and you were there, that would make me feel... I look into the eyes of death and I see my own face. I hope for oblivion, but I see only noise and pain. Endless noise and pain. I'm sorry, Arto. I'm sorry for what I've...
Yeah, no, see, if it does cause him to black out. He'll be back in a bit.
Oh, that was the best. I mean, while he's blacked out, I just have to tell you, David Seven, that was the best. I've been waiting for that forever.
It did look like he deeply did not enjoy it, and that makes sense for you enjoying it. Probably an equal amount, so that's quite a lot based on his reaction.
Oh, sorry, everyone, I was having a terrible dream where I was getting all of my emotional comeuppance at once. But the point is, David is special in the sense that they are a clone that has universal permissions.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I kind of forgot about those.
We all do occasionally forget about it because it's weird and uncomfortable and it gets us killed.
Well, I just kind of haven't needed it because I've got a pinball machine here. I don't need to be like, Imogen, can I get a new pinball? It's just there.
It's got pinball. What else do you really need?
And that hot tub.
Who needs ultimate power when you have amenities?
And that hot tub.
I might just have a dip in that hot tub later.
No, do not get distracted.
Oh.
So if you think about it, who better for standards to put into the board as a clone that they can control, because it's a clone with universal permissions that can do anything that they want, because there are provisions, there are standards about what you should and shouldn't do, but guess who they all apply to?
Oh, I've got this. So Stella Firma fundamentally don't care about clones, and I have been told that I am about as useful as a hammer. Is it papal?
Exactly. It doesn't say anything about objects or possessions, of which clones are. So there are no rules, no standards they have to follow. They can just put a clone in and use their universal permission to do whatever they want forever and ever and become the undisputed dictators of Stella Firma.
Oh, this standard stank is stankier than I thought it was.
Oh, so stanky.
Number 48 looking to wield me like the ultimate hammer.
Ah,
exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. But that does bring us to another question.
Mm-hmm. What?
Well, why do you exist, David? If you're this sort of terrible endgame MacGuffin of a kind, then why did Imogen build a universal permissions-holding, independently-thinking clone that would allow standards to take over and kill us all?
And actually, why wouldn't Imogen have stopped standards' plan if that's a... Yeah, that's a good point, Imogen. What's up with that? Imogen.
Hey, buddy.
Yo, Im.
What's up with that?
You can have oxygen or answers, but not both.
Well, that was to be expected.
But it's time for the quarterly meeting, so instead prepare to be flushed.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Katie Seaton with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. Trexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. Hartre Pilz was played by Jenny Haufek. Editing was by Michelle Snow and Maddie Searle, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. Mastering by Jeffrey Niels Gardner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord server, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.